All the single furries.
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 Now put your paws up.
I'm just a pup pup. Don't know how to stop.
Stop
shaking my own little tail. Decided to wag, wag. Had to beg,
beg.
And you didn't even notice me. So if you liked it, then you should have put a leash on it. If you liked it, then you should have put a leash on it. Don't be mad once you see that they want it. Cause if you liked it, then you should have put a leash on it.
Uh-oh.
So you just asked me what's going on here. What do you think is going on here?
I have no clue. A weirdo convention.
It's not a weirdo convention. It's a furry convention.
Furry convention?
That's right. It's called Midwest FurCon, and it happens every year all over the world. And what it is people who identify anthropomorphically as having part of themselves as animal. They have found a niche community to join up in and find friends and celebrate their particular form of art and dance and celebrate life.
So the animal that they, that's the costume they're in.
And to them, it wouldn't be a costume. It's almost like they identify as this animal, as part of their being. It's sometimes sexual, sometimes not. But a lot of people form attachments to animals during their youth. There's like sexy animals, like, you know, in cartoons. People get these weird attachments to animals, and they just never grow out of them. When you see it, what does it make you think?
They missed Halloween or something. I don't know.
There's 9,000 people here at this conference.
Wow.
That do this. This is Rosemont.
You're in Rosemont.
I'm in Rosemont. Okay.
Yeah.
I am Blair Andrela of Chaos Costumes,
yeah.
And I sell custom footwear. My custom footwear is primarily based on Agilitigrade or Digitigrade feet. So I have hoof shoes and paw shoes. Currently I'm working on harpy talons to add to my line.
Why?
Why not? Because no one else does it.
And I know, I've never seen anything like it.
When people walk down the street with my shoes, it boggles people's minds to how they can possibly walk like that. It adds a sense of wonder to the world.
It really does. And are you like an engineer? Because like, how did you learn how to do this?
That's funny that you asked that. No, I went to beauty school. So this is all my own ingenuity for the most part.
Is this safe? I mean, I can't walk in heels, let alone these shoes.
Honestly, the center of gravity is actually in the center of the hoof of the heelless shoe. So rolling back is actually very difficult unless you intentionally want to injure yourself.
What was your first shoe?
My first shoe? Well, I did a lot of research. I did about a month's worth of research before I even tried to tackle this. And my first ever prototype was actually successful. I just pretty much figured out the geometry of it all.
Can you show, what did it look like?
Cloven hoof. It was not nearly as artistically sculpted. It was very sloppy.
I want to be clear that none of these have heels. That's what you're not mentioning. So it's like a very feminine, sort of fancy women's dress shoe for like sluts night out, but then with an amazing hoof at the bottom.
That is correct. Yeah, the heelless shoe is the selling feature of it all, since nobody really does it.
And do you mold them to people's feet?
No, I just mold them to a shoe, a pre-existing shoe that matches the size of the person's foot.
Got it. And then how much does this cost?
Well, the price range starts at $185 for the cloven hoof. The paw shoes are a little bit more expensive because the paw pads are actually rubber. So it actually makes the paw print. So they start at $230.
Okay. And do you mold this yourself?
Yes. I mold,
so
and cast, mold and cast and sculpt everything.
You just learned this.
Yep. From trial and error. Mostly I'm just promoting my store in general. www.chaoscostumes.com. This is my full-time job.
Right.
This is what pays my bills.
Great. Just when I thought that wearing heels couldn't get worse, you have taken it to like another dimension.
Honestly, they're actually easier to walk in than high heels for me because they have a much wider platform, so you're less likely to roll your ankle.
I hear you, but I fall down, especially if I drink a lot. And I imagine if I'm wearing these shoes, I might be drinking.
What's
video.
Your size? Let's get this.
Okay, I'm an 8.
Those sexy boots are a size 8.
These?
Yeah,
okay, let's
the
try
full,
it.
The full lacy boots.
Okay, let's try it. Hi, I'm Ashes, and I am the artist behind Pocket Wolf. and we're here at Midwest Fur Fest. I have really simple basic tails for $5.
And what's your most popular item this year?
Probably my foot paws. I just have one pair left.
And what does that retail for?
$250.
What are the trends that you've seen in making fur suits? Like, what's hot for 2017?
Opossums, hyenas.
Opossums.
Those are two of the most popular species that have been coming out. I feel like they're pretty trending species, though.
The trending species. Well, and what is your favorite species to make?
Canines.
And, like, how long does it take you to make one of these tails? To describe it, it looks like a very large black and white kind of skunky tail.
Silver fox.
Silver fox. And what is it? What is that man hours that takes?
Like 3 hours.
3 hours. And you're selling it for $50?
Yeah. I'm 55.
Couldn't you charge more for this? I'm not sure if your prices reflect. You don't know. Yeah. This is the price. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. If you had a piece of advice for people who want to come to these kinds of things but haven't found the courage quite yet, what would you have to say to them?
It's just for fun. A lot of people
are shy, right? You know,
yeah.
And they don't, or they're introverts. They don't know how to connect to the community.
A lot of people like wearing the fursuits because it's more like anonymous, so that they can come out of their shell easier.
Give me your website so people can find your stuff.
It is Etsy.com/shop/pocketwolfshop.
And how did you learn how to do this?
Years of experimenting.
So you just
I
had
started in high school.
You had just an interest and you learned how to do it.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. I can't sew anything. I can't fix a hole in my jacket. Thank you so much for talking with me. I love your stuff. Now I'm going to look at your tails.
All right.
Thank you. Hi. So tell me who you are and where I am.
Okay, so I'm Treble, or Corey, whichever way you want to do that, fur versus real. And right now we're in the Midwest Fur Fest Dealer's Den at the Lum & Brett booth.
It's really amazing how beautiful your things are, especially this coral fox, man. And that's $4,200?
Yeah, $4,200. That is a full DigiGrade suit. Of course, it comes, head, tail, the whole shebang.
What does DigiGrade mean?
It gives you the realistic look of an animal.
What's the most expensive suit you ever made?
We made a Halloween Reaper bat. It was $7,000 for that. Yeah, no, it was super complicated. We even made a scythe with it that was made out of faux leather. So we made the whole costume, whole design. It had wings that stretched all the way out from arm to arm. It had just the intricate design of it is what made that. These are just average Joes.
Really?
Computer programmers. These are people that maybe work at Walmart and saved up money. And a lot of what we get, too, are people in the fandom itself. Other artists and other dealers that are here in the hall, those people also save up money and buy suits.
Tell me how many variations you can do.
We can do just about any variation. We've got our more popular designs, anything that's fox, wolf oriented, anything that's very dog oriented is super popular in the fandom.
Do you see a lot of people's personality aligned with their character? Or is it a lot more antithesis?
You kind of see a mix. So, like, I'm a corgi, and they're very energetic, and that's me. So you'll see some of that.
Well, not when you've been raving all night like you have.
Yeah, not when you're up till 6:15 and you're back at 10:30. That's correct. But you will see people who are very shy on the outside without their suit who will pop on like a cat and do the same thing and be really all cute and shy. Or you'll get them in a hyena and they'll be like fierce and running around. And then you get the antithesis you're talking about where they want to portray something that they aren't in real life.
Right. How much fur do you go through?
In our studio, we probably have like 40, 50 bolts of fur just like sitting there ready to go at this point. Like,
how many yards is that? What's a bolt?
A bolt's about, it's 15 yards per.
Jesus. And do you have any idea how much you go through a year?
Oh, God, if I had to put a number on it, 100 bolts, yeah, that's a ton.
Do you know how many suits you did last year? Are we, like, in the hundreds, the thousands, the, like...
That would be glorious, but, a couple hundred,
That's a lot. Yeah. How long does it take you to do it?
It's a long process. Our like, wait time is about 3 to 4 months when we do them.
Okay.
So our queue's usually about that long. When we do is, if we sit down and do a suit from start to finish, probably about a two-week process.
Okay. And what is a corgi like you get started in this business? Were you always a seamstress of some kind, or?
Oh, absolutely not. I started as an accountant.
No, come on.
Yeah, I have my business degree in finance, so.
Are your parents upset that you, like, are they?
No, because they didn't pay anything on my loans, so.
Oh, good, okay.
So it all started just from being in the fandom, actually in anime. So I started in, like, comics, anime, a lot of Japanese animation type stuff. I started going to cons then, back in 2002, 2003, and I started staffing those shows, and over time kind of transforms. I went to anime, there was My Little Pony at one point, and so we started in that realm. Yeah, I went to being a brony. Now that scene's coming down a little bit. It was actually my wife who had told me I was a furry.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Your wife is also a furry?
Yeah. She's just upstairs sleeping right now.
Did you meet her at a fur con?
No, I met her at an anime con, actually.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We met her at an anime con staff meeting. So
that's so cute.
Yeah, thank you. So I told her I wanted a Rainbow Dash fursuit. And I'm like, but at the time, I'm like, I'm not a furry. I'm just a brony who wants this. And she's like, no, you're a furry. Quit being dumb. I'm like, no. Like, what bullshit? This is a mascot. Like, it's a mascot outfit.
You had to, like, come out of the closet mentally with yourself?
Yeah. I mean, at some point, am I? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know the fandom well enough. And that happened when I became a brony, too. Like, it's, am I that? Like, am I an anime kid? Am I a nerd? Am I a brony? Am I a furry? And at the end of the day, I'm just kind of all of a mutt of those.
I have a lot of people who want suits.
Yep.
Tell me, how do they do it?
I mean, there's a couple ways. So save up all your pennants of money as you can, as we talked about before on the pricing. But come to Midwest Fur Fest. Come to a fur con. Find us there. Otherwise, go to lemonbrat.com. We have a custom form. You fill that out. You send us your ref image. We give a quote. It takes about 3 to 4 months, and bam.
Do you make SPHs in your suits? Do they always go in where I think they go?
It's an inquiry thing. Now, so a funny story I'm going to lead back into that is that when I first started in the fandom, and I'm like, yeah, I want to make a suit, but I know I'm going to drink a lot. And I know that's me. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to put a zipper there so I don't have to take off my suit when I have to go to the bathroom. You know, the owner was like, no, you don't want a zipper there. And I'm like, oh.
But if you have a zipper, is it like automatic consent for people to just unzip it? Or what do you like?
No. I mean, most people, that's why it's called an SPH. That's why they hide it. Most people, the goal, if you were to ever make something like that, is that you want to hide that so that you can't see it. That being said, if you do see those on people, you kind of have an inclination
right.
of what's going down.
Thank you for your artistry. Yeah. I can't believe you went from an accountant to a full-on fur maker. So cool.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Oh, my pleasure. I finally found someone to talk to. So, I'm so excited.
My name is Ugly Puppy, but my actual name is Apollo.
You thought with a name like Apollo, you needed a whole new moniker?
I had been called an ugly puppy when I was in high school, so I just kept the name.
People called you Ugly Puppy?
Because I loved hugs, but no one I ever wanted to hug me back. So I was like the ugly puppy in the pound.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard in my life, and you have such a jovial attitude about that.
Oh, I still love hugs, and people still don't give them to me, but I would still go for them.
Why wouldn't anybody hug you? You're so lovely.
Thank you.
I don't want to tell you to get a new name, but, like, you're so not an ugly puppy. Was high school hard?
It was difficult for me. It was kind of filled with not the greatest people in the world. I mean, I've moved on past that, and now I'm in my junior year of college at UIC. Yeah, so I'm good.
And you're, like, 20?
23.
I'm going to describe what you look like.
Okay.
You are a Care Bear on steroids on acid plus rainbow bright with purple, huge, fluffy feet and huge Pan the God with the junk in the trunk legs and then a yellow sort of crotch area, but like canary yellow, hot pink top. Very long tail, white with iridescent mermaid fabric. And then your head looks like a Chinese dragon for New Year's on crack. It's like hot pink, fuchsia, yellow, light lavender, light pink. Be like a ball of cotton candy.
That's pretty much what it is. You're on the money.
When you go to the bathroom, tell me how this works. Do you have to get totally naked to take the whole thing off?
I pretty much have to get totally naked.
Oh, my God. That must take forever. Do you just not drink water while you're doing this?
Honestly, I sweat it all out. I don't even have to go pee. These chunky legs, they take a lot of man work to get on.
So a long time.
Yeah.
And how hot are you?
I am dying, but you reach this point of equilibrium where you're like, I'm dying, but I'm okay with it. Keep going.
So you're just sweating all day?
Yeah. Perpetually sweaty.
You just like panty soup?
I mean, that's why you get panty liners.
I panty soup right now, and I don't even have a fursuit on. I'm just really impressed with your work ethic. I've talked to many different versions of furries and fandom and anime, and there's always a moment when someone finds the world that they feel like they belong in.
Well, it happened, I think, when I was in late high school. I just happened to see a fursuit online, and I was like, I want one so badly. They look so beautiful. But I was like, I do not have $1,000. But I was like, let me just go on ahead and try it myself. It took me like 3 years, and I finally got my first fursuit, and I came to MFF in 2012. And it was just so much fun, so much like lights and just laughter and everyone running around, and everyone kept calling me like cute. And I was like, I love just being myself without having to deal with any stereotypes or stigmas. I'm just a big fluffy dog, and that's all anyone knows.
Tell me about everything it took to learn how to do this.
This took me maybe about 4 or 5 months collectively over time, because I was in school. I kind of had to go do my classes, come home, work on this, do my homework. So, you know, it took me a very long time to get this one through.
And how do you build the fucking head?
Just lots of foam, lots of glue. I always use like a balaclava base.
Give me that thing. I don't understand. You can't. You're saying words, but I don't get it. And like in materials, are we at like $500?
Material-wise, that'd be at least, probably about $600 or $700.
Shit. That's not that much cheaper than buying them.
No. That's why when people complain about pricing, we have to tell them, no, this actually costs that much. So
this is amazing fur.
That's the minky.
Oh.
So it's super soft. So is her tongue. That's minky,
too.
Oh,
her tongue is also slutty. It's a slutty tongue.
Slutty purple tongue.
When people have tongues out, because there are a lot of different furries where the masks have tongues out, what does that mean?
It usually means they're drooly. So they could be drooly for other reasons. They could be drooly because they're cute, drooly dogs, or they could be drooly because they're slutty.
They're like sucking dick.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then this is like a pleather.
Yeah, some kind of like little white pleather. Yeah, and the nose is pickable.
I didn't mean to pick your nose, sorry. So you're spending a shit ton of money. What do you do where you have all this extra cash?
Oh, well, I just come from, my dad's a doctor, mom's a nurse, sister's
a
doctor.
You're a rich kid.
Yeah, I'm a rich kid. But I do use most of my money from commissions that I take.
Commissions, you build this?
Yeah, I build these suits for other people.
How do you feel in your skin as you?
It feels, I'm cute in suit. When you're in suit, it's like when everyone sees you, like, oh, they're cute. It's like your personality can be very different. But in suit, you can be whatever you want to be. If you want to be strong and you're not that strong in real life, that's fine. Go on ahead and do it. It's just different to have all that represented on the outside. Right. I don't have to, like, prove to anyone, no, I'm a nice person. You can see with all the colors, no, I'm a happy, bubbly person, and yeah. I'm ready to roll.
Is there drugs at this event?
Some people do.
But you look like a sober kind of chick.
No, yeah, I am.
Okay.
Most of my high is just from me. Myself.
That's awesome. I have been trying to do that for years, okay? Are you having sex at this conference?
No, I just run around to have fun.
What did you tell your parents? Do you use it like coming out? Like you have to like tell them you're also a cute little dragon?
Well, for my family, they've always known I've been eccentric. So when it came to bringing out fursuits, they were like, all right, just another thing to add to the list of things you do that's weird. Okay.
She's not going to be a doctor, I guess.
I'll just be one of the weird ones that has like a side thing going on that no one knows about.
And so what can you say to people who might look at this and not understand? How would you explain this to someone else who's like, it's weird, I don't get it, what the fuck are they doing, what's going on?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, anything anybody likes can be weird in some regard. People who love fishing, like, that's weird. You're just standing in front of a sterile lake trying to get some animal just so you can throw it back. What purpose is that? Like, that's weird to me. But it's like, if you enjoy that, if that's what makes you happy, if that's what calms you down and like makes you feel alive, then you do that. This is no different. Like, yeah, it's a little more expensive, a little more time consuming, but it's all just about what makes you really happy. And for some people, it's really nice to have this thing where you can be yourself without being yourself. Everyone's had moments when they're not exactly proud of who they are. They don't like this or that. But it's like
pretty much every day for me.
me too, actually.
I'm just trying to think what suit could cover my shame. I don't know if there's a big enough suit.
Just get a ton of wings, lots of fluffy parts, lots of little horns.
As a Jew, I already have small horns. I don't know if you knew that. You've never had sex in this suit?
No.
All right.
No. And I'm a virgin, just so
you're a virgin?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Well, I mean, because I have fun in so many other ways. It's like, what?
Yeah, but you could have fun in that.
Well, someone has to come out to me, all right? I can't be doing all the work.
Yeah, you do. You got to work. What do you mean? You didn't make a fursuit overnight. You don't get fucked overnight. You've got to put the effort out there.
All right. For you, I will put the effort out.
I mean, a virgin. Okay. Total virgin?
Yeah.
In every way?
Yeah.
No, come on. But I mean, like, someone's going to slip something up somewhere. Do you have a partner you ever want to do this with? Is that a separate part of your life?
Right now, it's just kind of, it doesn't mean anything to me. I don't really have anyone, and that's not really something I'm interested in. If I would, it probably wouldn't be anything related to my fursuit, because this means too much for me to get it dirty.
I don't want your cum on my suit.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want that in my suit. So, you know, if I do find someone I really like, it's not going to be in my suit.
It's a little scary. I was terrified, and then I just did it a lot, and it got easier, and it got easier.
See, that's what I know what's going to happen to me. I'm just going to go right downhill and be like,
and then, just,
all day, every day, I'll be like, yeah, hey, who's up for this? Let's go.
Isn't this the right place? Although, I don't want you to lose your virginity here, especially not to this guy. His balls are huge.
Hey,
sorry.
I'm a girl.
Is there anything else you want to share with people who might not be part of this community about what this is all about?
This is all about people having fun, people just letting all their happiness come out and just running wild.
You're so great.
This is Ugly Puppy signing out from MFF 2017. Why be cute when you could be ugly?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so what you asked me, like, what their problem is, the furries. When you think of it, it makes you feel weird?
No, it's just what a stupid thing to... What, I shouldn't say it that way. There's got to be a better way to spend your time than dressing up in furry costumes.
Well, can't you say that about anything that anybody does? At least this is creative.
What do the people do who are there?
They do everything, Mom. They're like from all over the world. They're all different people.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear what you find out.
I mean, mostly I'm finding out that people feel marginalized and alone. Most people are introverts who have a hard time connecting to others, and so they found this alternative universe where they can be whatever they want.
Unbelievable. Well, it just seems to put on costumes and be a furry. You know, I just don't get it. Not that I need to get it.
Honestly, it's just another way that people express themselves and find ways to find community. People are so alone, and the way that our culture and society works now, especially with technology, makes people feel like they're living on Mars. They don't know how to connect to people, and this is a really good way. There are 9,000 people here.
What?
Yeah.
Dressed up in costumes?
That's right. Huge, elaborate costumes.
Oh my God.
But, like, you know what? It's like anything that's, you know, alternative or fringe. This is a very inclusive, very loving, very open-minded world.
Do they have workshops on weird things?
All kinds of workshops. I've already been to a lot of them. I went to So It's Your First FurCon this morning to learn all the ins and outs. There's all these rules and all these, like, ways in which to be polite and to not offend a furry.
How not to offend a furry?
For instance, if you're going to an elevator, you have to let the fur suits on first, because sometimes they overheat and they're wearing all this material. Sometimes the temperature goes crazy and people pass out. You shouldn't scratch them because the material is expensive and it could ruin the suit. They only have a peripheral vision of this much, so you shouldn't scare them from the side. And that wearing a suit is not consent. You need to ask people's consent before you can touch them.
Is there sex with these furries?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know anything about it yet, but there's something called a SPH, which is a specially placed hole, and I think the sex stuff starts at night.
I mean, are they relating to people?
Yeah.
Talking?
Yes, talking, hugging.
Well, I hope you have a good evening with the furries.
All right, I love you, Mama.
I love you, too. Bye, honey.
Bye.
boxes on the hillside. Little boxes made of ticky-tacky. Little boxes on the hillside. Little boxes all the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
Hi everyone, Zoe here. I, for one, want to live in a world that's full of colors and oddly shaped houses that are built of many different kinds of materials. I have a bunch of new episodes coming up. I want to remind you that you can follow me on my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale, on my Twitter at Generally False, on my website, www.zoenightingale.com. I always have Patreon up, so if you feel like you'd like to contribute to the cost of the little podcast that could, feel free. You can find me there at Zoe Nightingale. It would not make me angry. It would, in fact, make me very happy if you would take the time and leave a review on my iTunes page. Every review counts. Every star counts. And that's really it. I am here in Brooklyn, freezing under the covers, waiting for the world to bloom again. Good night, everybody.
And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.